With the focus of ARM being parish renewal, what do you see as some of the key ingredients of parish renewal?
Well, for many years, even in my times here in Bertle, you may remember, I used to highlight what I always saw were the three main ingredients necessary for parish renewal and growth. I simply have a slogan, CCM, like on the hockey sticks or bicycles. The C, the first C is the call to Christ. Have you met Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Then the next C is how we live that out in community, the call to community. And then the final letter M is the call to mission. In other words, we are saved to serve. There's a wonderful book written by Harold Percy, who is an Anglican priest in the Diocese of Toronto. And he entitles his book, Good News People, with a subtitle, An Introduction to Evangelism for Tongue-Tied Christians. In that book, Harold calls a new life in Christ, at least he focuses on three dimensions, the personal, the corporate, and the public, which I simply call CCM. Now, particularly what I've discovered in alive and growing Anglican parishes across this land are what I call the vital signs of a healthy parish. In other words, the new wine coming in, the new wine of the Holy Spirit coming in to wineskins which are fresh and new and are being stretched to allow things to happen. First and foremost, I think if a parish is to grow and become on fire, the people need to have a vision. They need to know where the Lord is leading them. They need to move up what we call today from maintenance, simply status quo, things the way they've always been, what I call the country club church, to a lighthouse church. So we have a vision, you know where you're going, the Lord has given a game plan, and the people and clergy are together on this, and they've conveyed this this to all of the members of the church community and are moving ahead. You'll also discover where there is new life in parishes, a growing ministry of lay people, so that everybody is part of the crew, not just a few crew and a lot of passengers. And we are helping Anglican clergy rediscover the true nature of leadership, which is called basically servant leadership, and to help parishioners discover their gifts for ministry, and then releasing them into ministry with a certainly with accountability. One of the former Archbishops of Canterbury, William Temple, said the church which lives to itself will die to itself. Renewal churches, which are alive and healthy, certainly have strong outreach ministries, from refugee sponsorships to food banks and so forth, but also helping people learn how to share their faith, how to reach out. And I simply call that friendship evangelism and help people discover how they can do it. And it's basic, I think, to our faith journey. Also, if God is moving in a mighty way in a parish, you will find that the parish is welcoming and warm. You'll never hear someone saying, you're sitting in my pew. I hope we never hear that again, but sometimes we do. We need to learn how to truly, intentionally welcome people, nurture them, help them get into groups like Alpha or Bethel Bible Series or cell groups, and help them grow in their faith journey. We also need to allow some flexibility and to experiment with new forms of worship. I've heard it many times, but Bishop, we've never done it that way before. Change is very hard for people, but we have to move in this third millennium in new directions. So one of the vital signs is when you see parishes are moving in new directions, it calls for a lot of teaching, gentleness, explanation, but gradually moving in new directions. And certainly what I've discovered across this land where the winds of the Spirit are truly blowing, there'll be an openness on the part of people to the new wine of the Holy Spirit. And people begin to discover that there are gifts from the Holy Spirit today to be used in ministry. And the major purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as at Pentecost, is to equip people for mission. My ministry, God willing, is to help people see that same Spirit of Pentecost is available for all people today and to be released in their lives in what I simply call a personal Pentecost, to equip people for ministry. And when this is happening, people begin to have a fresh view, I think, of stewardship and generous giving. It's not a tax. They willingly, out of thankful hearts, want to give back to God a portion of their time, talents, and resources, remembering always the Lord loves a cheerful giver. We'll see youth in our churches where there is growth, because we'll begin to recognize that the young people are the church of today and the leaders of tomorrow. And there are many ways in which we can encourage youth and bring them into the body of Christ. And certainly prayer will be the key factor in any renewal plan in any church. Extended periods of prayer in homes, in the church, listening to God's will, prayer chains and so forth operating. But prayer, I believe, is the prelude to everything that's going to really happen in a meaningful way in God's church. And finally, of course, there has to be lots of solid teaching and preaching. I say scratching people where they itch. In other words, meeting the needs of people in their spiritual lives, where they are right now, with lots of solid teaching and helping people to grow as disciples of Christ. And so, Gay, those are some of the signs I've seen across this land where there is growth taking place in the Anglican Church of Canada. That's a long answer.
It's a long answer, but it's a good answer, and I see you as being a real facilitator, because you're going right across the country. What you've learned on the West Coast, you know, you can share with people on the East Coast and anywhere in between.
Yes.
And it's really wonderful how you're in bigger centers and very small centers, and you still see God very much at work.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes, very much.